PJB. M1 PJB, KCAZYB.
KCAZYB, Eminem.
M1 PJB, KCAZYB, you out there?
KCHZYB, M1 PJB. Are you getting this now?
I got you. You're sounding good, man. What were you having? Were you having problems with your phone signal or what?
Yeah, man. It's the weather. And it's snowing quite hard here at the moment. Very hard. It's just starting to get dark. So the temperature's dropping as well. We're down to -2 Celsius. And, yeah. It's certainly coming down, boy. I am absolutely hung up of snow in this last week.
M1 PJB, KCAZYB. Yeah, man. I know you are. I couldn't believe that snowstorm that you were driving through last week, man. That was unreal. I mean, what'd you say? There was 2 foot of snow on the ground or more? And traffic, was it a complete halt? I tell you, you know, you got to be a superior driver to be driving a rig that extends out that long in weather like that, for sure.
Well, like I said, Brother Jeffro, there's drivers and there's screwdrivers. But it's just what you get used to. You know, that's the thing here. Every winter, it's not a case of, I wonder if it's going to snow. It's always a case of, it will. It's just a matter of when.
Yeah, I hear you, man. You know, you've actually got worse weather than Judd in Ohio, you know, this year. I mean, they had a pretty good blast there a couple of months ago, but... their winter, I mean, as far as the snow goes, it's been pretty mild for them. You know, the weather, the temperatures have been super cold, but they haven't got a whole lot of snow to speak of. You know, Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, I think, is the most snow that they've got so far this season. But, yeah, man, it's weather over there in the UK is crazy. So where are you exactly at driving now? Are you headed back towards Cramlington or what?
Just coming up past the mile marker there. Durham City. It's 20 miles. Newcastle. Newcastle upon Tyne is 35 miles. So it's 35 miles back to the plant, back to the factory. And then it'll be another 15, 20 with the traffic from the factory back home. So yeah, I want to get in the factory sharpish. You know, I want to see the director. I want a few words with him. I know he's got a big Skype meeting tomorrow with the bosses in Turkey and Austria. Maybe he can. Well, it's probably not a good time to collar him today. But I need to speak to him before the end of the week and see what his plans are, you know?
Yeah, I hear you, brother. I just wish all that stuff wasn't happening with the factory, you know? But like we've talked about in the past, you know, with the extra certifications you've got and the years driving you got under your belt, you know, I mean... You can work pretty much anywhere you want. I mean, you write your own ticket. And that's pretty much writing your own ticket anywhere on the planet with what you've got going on. So, I mean, I'm sure a little of it's kind of stressful. You know, I can't remember how long you said you've been with these guys, but change is always stressful. Even if you know you got something lined up right after the factory shuts down. You know, it's always a little stressful starting new stuff, But I know you and Jen will make it through it. But so what are they talking about? Is that what they're going to be talking about? What's going to be going on with the factory? KCAZYB.
Yeah, well, they're just wondering who's going to be liable for the rest of the distribution in the UK? And I put my mate Neil, I put his name forward because he's got warehouses and that, you know. So if he gets to work, I told the directors that I would go and work for him and just carry on doing the same, and because I've got knowledge of all the chemicals that we deliver, then that can help in a big way. So we'll see, we'll see. But nothing's in place, and they've forgot to cancel the lease on the trucks and the trailers, so they can't send them back now until the 20th of April. They've got no further distribution set up in place, and I'll leave on the 28th of February. So I need to talk to him to find out what his plans are, whether, you know, they're going to pay me to stay on, I'll get me redundancy and I'll get me job back for the time being, or what, I don't know. So we shall see. I'll let you know later in the week.
Wow, that's crazy. So the way it stands now then, since the leases aren't up on them trucks until April, if you don't get any more distribution, they're just going to be sitting on the ground still, not making any money, and not making money to pay for the lease then.
Mike 1, Papa Juliet Bravo Mobile, Northeast United Kingdom, very close to the border with Scotland. But yes, yeah, I'm not bothered either way, mate. Hell, I'll be sat there with a pocket full of money burning a hole. So you never know, I might even kick back, go out and play some radio for a month or so before I think about finding another job. But I was looking at a new truck this morning, a new semi, but the mileage was too high on it. It's a nice truck, but far too high the mileage, so that was out the window. So Neil was going down to Teesside this afternoon to Northeast Truck and Van to have a look at a cab over, DAF, I think it was 540 horsepower. So I mean, I'll keep my trailer's only, god, it's only a year and a half old, so I'll keep my trailer, and then we'll just get a new tractor and change the name on it, and everything will be right.
KZZYB Friday. Yeah, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, if you were going to have enough severance to actually take a little bit of time off, you know, so you're not jumping right from one job to the next without any kind of a break or anything. Yeah, man, I mean, I can't remember when you said your lockdown's over with, but it sure would be nice to be able to take that month off, like you're saying, and take the caravan out in the middle of nowhere and throw some antennas up in the air. Man, that campground that you guys were at last time that you showed me the video of when you were walking back through the forest and stuff, I mean, that's just an awesome location. And I couldn't believe where you had that wire antenna at, man. That was a pretty big distance, you know, from the caravan to that bridge where you had that antenna set up. But, I mean, that's an awesome location right there. In the forest there, it's just absolutely beautiful, man. And I can't believe that camp that you came across where it looked like somebody was living back there. And I tell you what, if I was in that situation and I came across the forest like that, I would probably do it for a while too, man. I mean, that would, I mean, you know, nobody wants to live like that for long periods of time, but I guarantee you one thing, I would love to do some primitive camping back in that forest. I mean, it's just absolutely beautiful back there, man. Anyway, what's this audio sound like, Pete? You know my situation here. I mean, I will be getting an antenna up in the air here soon. We're actually going to make the measurements for the coax, possibly tonight if this rain holds out. And I'm going to get the coax ordered so I can get this thing up on the roof. But how's it sounding right now? M1PJB, KC8ZYB.
KC8ZYB. M1PJB Mobile, Northeast UK. Yeah, it sounds all right. A little bit of white noise on it, but I don't know if that's the app or whether it's yours. But I can fully understand every word you're saying, so it's irrelevant. It's working. It does for me. I'm getting every single word that you say, so it's that must say something. It's yeah. So you must be getting about ready for heading out shortly then, if you've got errands to run. But yeah, that forest, that's the largest man-made forest in Europe, that is.
That's awesome. Yeah, I mean, I tell you, I'm hoping me and Judd and Don can still make it over there. You know, if this stupid COVID thing wouldn't have hit, you know, we would have been making plans real soon. You know, because his wife, I don't know, man, it's a crazy amount of paid vacation she gets every year, man. I'm thinking she gets like 6 or 8 weeks of paid vacation a year. But, you know, she's some executive with that company, and she's been with them for, man, this number's going to sound crazy, but she's been with them well over 25 years. I mean, she started working for that company only a couple of years after her and Judd got together. So, you know, she gets a ton of vacation time, and, you know, they do a lot of traveling or just around the U.S., but, you know, so it wouldn't be anything for those two, and, you know, my situation, it wouldn't be anything for me to do it either. So I'm really hoping we can get over there at some point over the next year or two when this stuff starts to calm down and check out some of the beautiful country there in the U.K. KCACYB for ID.
Mike 1, Papa Juliet Bravo, Northeast UK. Yeah, yeah, well, you never know. I was on with Dion and Gary the other day, and they were already talking about going on a Florida next year. So we'll have to see, mate. We'll have to see. See whether old Jenny Box is up for that. I think Joe will be shipping out pretty soon. He's on about looking for a flat or a house with his mate. His mate and his girlfriend. The three of them sharing the costs. So hopefully he might be away shortly, so that'll be one less to worry about. We'll see, because as I say, I'll have a bit of severance money. I'll have a year's pay, put it that way, a whole year's pay. So we'll see what happens. Let's just make it home tonight in one piece and worry about tomorrow when it comes. M1PJB Mobile, Northeast UK.
So what, buddy? I think that I'd mentioned this to you. I mentioned to a couple of the other guys about this, about next field day here in the U.S. I think I always get it mixed up. I think our field day, the official month, is either in June or July. I can't exactly remember what the dates are. But when field day rolls around, again, this summer, you know, if things have settled down and travel is able to happen in between the UK and the US, I would love for you and Jenny to come over then, man, because I'm trying to get something together where a bunch of us can go out to the farm and set up field day there. You know, we got plenty of room in the house for whoever wants to go. And, I mean, heck, for I would even camp out by the lake, honestly, if we had, you know, more people. Well, that wouldn't happen. You know, we have plenty of room for everyone, even if we have to throw a couple blow-up mattresses in the living room and in the sunroom. But, you know, I think didn't you see some video of that when they were staying there while their house was being closed on? I think you saw some video of that. But anyway, man, I would like to try to work that out and see if we can get a few people together to come here for field day and hang out at the farm for a week, which, you know, if you guys were to make that trip over here, it'd probably be more like 2 weeks. You know, it wouldn't be worth your while to come here just for a week. Sorry about that, Pete. We could set up one heck of a field day on that property and have a blast. And we can actually ground the antennas in the lake water, you know, throw the ground wires right in the lake and make one heck of a ground for us. But anyway, man, it's just something to think about, you know, if things kind of slow down here a little bit, we can travel a little more freely. But anyway, think about it, man. Run that past Jenny and see what she thinks. Maybe we can get something worked out like that. M1PJB, KCACYB, Greenville, South Carolina.
Yeah, definitely worth some thinking about. I shall do that. And see what we can sort out. Let's get this wretched disease out the way first. Man, the snow here. Yep. We'll see what happens. Yeah, I was on the video chat with Judd when he was out at the farm. He gave us a tour around on it. He did show what it's all about and how beautiful it is there. But we'll see. Well, I think I'm going to watch a couple of reviews tonight. I got the boxes down out the loft last night when I got up there and got that receiver down so that I can box the TS2000 up and the Yaesu 1200 before advertising them to go. And then I can buy the FTDX10. I'll get that set up for remote use, and you'll be able to log into it, into my my radio, and use it without the need for one of them. You remember I was talking about setting up the MFJ 1234. Well, apparently, I'm going to investigate it a bit further later. I'm going to have a look at a video. You just plug a LAN wire into the FTDX10. That's all you need to do. Just plug the LAN wire in and have the software on your phone or anything that's got a web browser on it, and you can operate it anywhere in the world.
YB for ID. Now, I think you know that I had remote hams, the RC4 client installed on my box chip for remote hams. Now, can I use that same software to remotely get into yours, or is it going to be something completely different?
I'm not too sure. I'm going to have a look later on. I'm going to download the manual for the FTDX10 and have a quick butchers, a quick read through. Maybe it's a scout through YouTube. I mean, it's been out a couple of months now, so there should be some pretty good in-depth reviews on it by now. I'll be sorry to see the 1200 go. I love that. And the TS 2000, well, I mean, that's an old classic, but it's not a patch on the 1200. You know, the 1200, the filtering and everything else in there, it's second to none. And it's only when you use a radio like that, I know it's not exactly top of the range, but it knocks spots off that TS2000, it does, quality-wise.
Yeah, no doubt, man. I tell you, I don't know why in the world I don't talk more HF. You know, I mean, I've got all that stuff set up, and everything's been okayed. You know, I sent remote hands an official copy of my license and all that, and I did use it for a little bit, you know, when Richard told me all about that stuff. And I mean, there's even a chance me and you could possibly talk back and forth. I need to fire that application up, man, that RC4 client. I need to fire that up today and jump out there on some of these stations and see what I can do. There was a couple of them out in Arizona that I was using, and I think there was one out in Nevada that I was messing around with a few weeks. But, you know, I've got everything set up to do it, so I think I'm going to do that, man, and jump out there on some HF this evening and see how it works out. But, yeah, I'll be glad when you get that set up, and I'll be glad when I get everything here set up that I need set up. But, you know, I'm not going to go full force on it until I get everything moved off the island and up here to Greenville. Now, I will get the antenna set up for the 7500 I'm on right now. I'll get that antenna up in the air. But as far as any HF stuff, you know, it'll be a little bit before I get that set up. But, you know, where I'm out now, I can pretty much do whatever I want. He said I could put up any kind of antennas I want, and he'll help me get them up in the air. So it's really going to work out here, man. I'm gonna have a lot of fun living up here. KUCHZYB.
Yeah. Well, from me to you, I wish you all the luck, all the happiness in your new place in Greenville. I wish you many, many happy memories and occasions. It's going to be a hoot, it is. It's going to be swell. Brilliant. You know, and I think things will only get better from this day forward. Think on the up, mate. Glass half full. But, yeah. Sometimes you've just got to move, change everything for the better. Definitely for the better, mate. Yeah, it'd be good. But is it not this weekend? Is that not Winterfield Day? It's Winterfield Day over your way this weekend, I'm certain of it.
Yeah, it is. It is. Dion, Ted, Jim, of course, which I don't want to get into that right now. But, yeah, all those guys are going to be going to Lake Watery, a campground not too far from where they live. And they're going to be setting all their stuff up this weekend. Yeah, they're getting geared up for it right now.
Well, I guess I'm going to have to set the HF up on the weekend and see if I can't holler them a call. I'll catch the grey line on Saturday evening, and that'll work. Oh dear, excuse me, it's been another long day, mate. Been another long day. Tomorrow's a bit easier. I've just got some local work. I've just got to shift some chemicals out of us just up the road. I think I'll do some trips for that. And then I've got a tank of hydrogen peroxide to a board just down the road, down to Harrogate on Thursday. And then, good, we'll be at the weekend just about.
Yeah, the weekend's going to be here before you know it, man. And then you can mess around with all your radio stuff. How close are you getting to the tunnel? Do you still have a little ways to go, or are you getting pretty close to the tunnel now?
Yeah, not too far. M1PJB. Mobile for ID, Northeast England. Another 10 minutes, I'll be in the pipe, straight out the other side and in the plant. So, yeah, I haven't made bad time. That's been good time. I'll have cracked it in under 3 hours, put it that way. It normally takes me 3 hours, but today, so far, I've got another 20 minutes to run. It's 2 hours 27 minutes. But I stopped for fuel, didn't I? So I'm going to knock about 15 minutes off the clock today. It's with this COVID and lockdown, and there's not so much traffic on the road, you know?
I hear you, brother. Well, that's good. You know, get home and kick back, have some dinner and relax. Well, listen, buddy, I'm going to go ahead and jump off here. We're going to have to take off here in a couple of minutes and head over to my brother's work and get that stuff dropped off to him, and then run over to the Bureau of Motor Vehicles and get some stuff handled on their SUV. So, hey, man, thanks for jumping over here and checking this out. But hopefully by this weekend, my audio is going to be much, much better when I get this antenna outside and on the roof here. So hopefully that's done and we can come out and do another test this weekend. But be safe on the last few minutes you got to run, and I'll definitely get a hold of you later, man. I'm not gonna be gone that long, just a couple of hours, maybe not even that long. It just depends on how busy they are at the Bureau of Motor Vehicles. So, but anyway, man, take care. Thanks for jumping out here, and I will get in touch with you here shortly. Be safe, my friend. M1PJB, KCHCYB. I'll be clear on your final, my friend. 7-3.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure, Jeff. Absolute pleasure. I'll speak with you later on, mate. You take it easy. Stay safe. Make sure you got a mask on there, boy. And get back safe and well. This is M1PJB Mobile saying 73 and saying thank you very much, Dave. W4DJW for use of the repeater. We're off and clear. 73, Jeff.
Friend, we'll catch you later. Be safe. KZZYB 73.